Chapter 8 of The Tale of Little Pig Robinson by Beatrix Potter. This Legimus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. Read by Rachel. Chapter 8. Robinson rowed away from the pound of candles. He tugged steadily at the oars. They were heavy for him. The sun had set, but I understand that in the tropics, I have never been there, there is a phosphorescent light upon the sea. When Robinson lifted his oars, the sparkling water dripped from the blades like diamonds, and presently the moon began to arise above the horizon, rising like half a great silver plate. Robinson rested on his oars and gazed at the ship, motionless in the moonlight, on a sea without a ripple. It was at this moment, he being a quarter of a mile away, that the two sailors came on deck and thought his boat was a swimming beetle. Robinson was too far away to see or hear the uproar on board the pound of candles, but he did presently perceive that three boats were starting in pursuit. Involuntarily he commenced to squeal and rowed frantically, but before he had time to exhaust himself by racing, the ship's boats turned back. Then Robinson remembered the cat's work with the gimlet, and he knew the boats were leaking. For the rest of the night he rowed quietly, without haste. He was not inclined to sleep, and the air was pleasantly cool. Next day it was hot, but Robinson slept soundly under the sailcloth, which the cat had been careful to send with him, in case he wished to rig up a tent. The ship receded from view. You know the sea is not really flat. First he could not see the hull, then he could not see the deck, then only part of the masts, then nothing at all. Robinson had been steering his course by the ship. Having lost sight of this direction sign, he turned round to consult his compass when, bump, bump, the boat touched a sandbank. Fortunately, it did not stick. Robinson stood up in the boat, working one oar backwards and gazing around. What should he see but the top of the bong tree? Half an hour's rowing brought him to the beach of a large and fertile island. He landed in the most approved manner, in a convenient sheltered bay, where a stream of boiling water flowed down the silvery strand. The shore was covered with oysters. Acid drops and sweets grew upon the trees. Yams, which were a sort of sweet potato, abounded ready cooked. The breadfruit tree grew iced cakes and muffins ready baked, so no pig need sigh for porridge. Overhead towered the bong tree. If you want a more detailed description of the island, you must read Robinson Crusoe. The island of the bong tree was very like Crusoe's, only without its drawbacks. I have never been there myself, so I rely upon the report of the owl and the pussycat, who visited it 18 months later, and spent a delightful honeymoon there. They spoke enthusiastically about the climate, only it was a little too warm for the owl. Later on, Robinson was visited by Stumpy and little dog Tipkins. They found him perfectly contented and in the best of good health. He was not at all inclined to return to Stymouth. For anything I know, he may be living there still, upon the island. He grew fatter and fatter and more fatterer, and the ship's cook never found him. End of Chapter 8. End of The Tale of Little Pig Robinson by Beatrix Potter. For more information or to volunteer, please visit legimus.eu.